This morning, Amos chapter 4. Amos is right after the book of Joel in the Bible. Amos chapter 4, if you look with me there in the scripture. I appreciate the good singing and the help of God. Amos chapter 4, I'm going to read one verse and then try to preach if the Holy Ghost to help me this morning and touch me. I appreciate you being here in the service. We're looking at verse number 12. The Bible said, "Therefore, this will I do unto thee, O Israel, because I will do this unto thee, prepare to meet thy God, O Israel." Well, in this scripture here, it's a warning from God to Israel. Israel was in bondage, in captivity, and God spake to them, and they never would listen to the voice of God and return to God. You find that scripture continually in verses 6 through verse number 11, where He said, "Yet have you not returned unto me, saith the Lord." They refused to return to God. Judgment was upon Israel. If you look in verse 6, they had a lack of bread. Verse 7 and 8, they had drought. Verse number 9, there was mildew and locust. In verse 10, you find pestilence and warfare. Verse 11, you find catastrophe. And you still find no repentance. My friend, can I tell you this? If men won't hear the Word of God, they won't repent for the tragedies and things around them of the judgments of God that would be upon the land. And when I think about a New Testament time that we're in, it's more about the kingdom of God. I understand and know that we need to be concerned about our nation and our land that we live in, but you got to remember this is not our home. We're saved, born again, and we're leaving out of this place. And we must see this morning, friend, that we need to look above Washington. We need to look above all the circumstances and look to heaven. Amen. Our prayers are not answered from man. Our prayers are answered from the throne of God. And we need to make ready, thank God, a people of God. God said in John 17, when Jesus was praying, Jesus said, "I don't pray for the world. I pray for them that you gave me that's been saved." And He didn't pray for the world. Thank God He prayed for His own. He also had prayer for them that would believe on Him through their word, which would ultimately be the passing down of the gospel, that we would be saved, and He had us in His prayers. As the songwriter said, when He was on the cross, "I was on His mind. I was more than on His mind. Thank God I was hung there with Him as being, thank God, Him, amen, dying for me." He gave His own self that mankind could have freedom, thank God, from the life of sin and be redeemed by the blood that He would shed on an old rugged cross. But when I read this scripture here, the Bible said, "Prepare to meet thy God." Now this word "prepare" is not talking about a salvation preparation, even though that's a definite in my friend that we need to prepare for. But He's talking about prepare for God's judgment. Prepare. There's a warning here that God gave unto the nation of Israel that we need to recognize in this hour. In other words, I preached from this verse a long time ago, and God's saying this in this short term. God's saying, "Daddy's coming home." Amen. I remember when I was a boy and didn't do right, and Mama used to spank me. Amen. But I didn't like to hear the words, "Daddy's coming home. Daddy's coming home." And that's basically what God's saying here, that I'm coming and you better prepare for the coming. But I want to preach this morning just a little while on the word "prepare." Notice the word "prepare." I'd say majority of people are not prepared. They're unprepared for the coming of the Lord. They're not prepared for His judgment. They're not prepared for His, thank God, His seat, my friend, that they'll stand before one day. You know, the Bible said all men will give an account of himself unto God. Every man will give an account of his own self. I can't give an account of what you do. You can't give an account of what I do. But I will give an account of myself. I want to say this morning that men need to prepare. It don't take you long to look to see the situation that the world is in today. It's only a prophetic. My friend, ain't God scripture that we find throughout the book that prophetic things are being fulfilled before our very own eyes. When Daniel pinned down what would be, ain't God, my friend, the time of Jacob's trouble, knowing that there was going to be a 7-year tribulation on earth, before that there'd be troubles and trials starting to turn the wheel that way. That the persecution, ain't God, of Christians throughout the world. Amen. And also to all the wars and the rumors of wars. Everything's in a process of bringing it to a consummation. Amen. There's all kind of things. Pestilence, earthquakes, everything Matthew 24 speak about is already in process. Amen. One day the Antichrist will make himself known and a world will follow him. And they'll go after him like they have Obama. Amen. And they'll be deceived. And they'll believe a lie. And they'll be damned. And men are not prepared. I'm telling you, friend, in the day of tribulation, no people of God that are blood washed will be here to take the mark. But I'll tell you, if you're here and you don't take the mark, then you can't buy or sell. Amen. You can't function. That's right. He's a coming. And friend, I'm telling you what, when the Antichrist appears, everything will be set up for him. And I'm telling you, friend, they'll go after him faster than any man they've ever went after. Amen. Yes. We're living in that hour.
Yes, we are.
We're living in that hour.
Yeah, right.
I don't know of any other scripture that would have to be fulfilled in this Bible for the Lord Jesus to come and then the Antichrist to appear. I don't know of any other scripture. I know nothing else. People say, well, he's been saying he's going to come. He's coming. Jesus said, I will come again. That's a promise in the Bible. They said, Peter, where is the promise of his coming? He said, the Lord's not slack concerning his promise. As some men count slackness, but it's long suffering usward, not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. What he's saying there is, I'm waiting, thank God, as he did in the days of Noah. He waited. Amen. The Lord preached. And they waited in the days of Noah. Thank God for men to repent. Amen. And he's waiting in these days. Thank God before the door shut. Before men, my friend, perish in the flood of judgment. There'll not be a water judgment, but there's going to be a judgment of God on them that reject the gospel and receive not the truth. Amen.
Amen.
There's going to be a judgment one day.
Yeah.
It's already in process. The world's already got a mind of delusion. It's coming, friend, to the full cultivation of a man having a mind that's completely deluded. Amen. And believing a lie and being damned. That's where the cults. That's where the false religion. Jesus said many will come and say, I am the Christ. Amen. Even the Antichrist. Amen. Will step in the temple and say, he's God. Amen. In the middle of the tribulation period. That's right, friend. That's all getting there. Listen, we're living in a world today. It's so ripe for this to happen. And so many people are not prepared. Amen. Not prepared. He said, prepare to meet thy God. Amen. Listen, friend, there's nothing more important than being prepared. That you're prepared for the coming of Christ. Listen, Jesus talked about his coming more, my friend, than about any subject in this Bible. In the Gospels, it's talked about his coming. There's no writings in the epistles that wasn't talking about his coming. I mean, out through the epistles, he talked about it. Thessalonians talked about the Lord himself. A shout is sent from heaven with a shout. And therefore, we need to prepare, thank God, for his coming. We need to live like he would come today. We need to live our life like it's going to happen today. I mean, I know, friend, thank God that it's, we don't really believe that it could happen today because we don't live no different. But if we really believe that Jesus was coming today, then we'd live different. We'd have a different focus. We'd have a different desire. We'd be on the altar begging God to have mercy. We'd be on the altar begging God to save our loved ones. We'd be on the altar begging God that the church have revival. We'd be on the altar begging God that there'd be a move of God. I'm telling you, if we really believe that the Lord was coming, we'd be begging God. Hey, amen. What would you do? Thank God, friend, if you knew a day was a day that the Lord would come. What would you do? Amen. What would you do? Now I'm asking you a personal question. I'm not asking as a general. I'm asking you as a personal question. If you knew the Lord Jesus was coming today, what would you do? If you knew the day was the day that He split the sky, thank God, and called up His people to meet Him in the clouds. Thank God, in the air. The Bible says that's going to happen. What would you do different? Amen. What would you do today? What would you do to prepare to meet Him at His coming? What would be important to you? How would you conduct your life? How would I conduct my life? Look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1 and 2. Thank God. He said not to be ashamed of Him at His coming. He said we are. He's coming. He said we'll be made like Him at His coming. We'll see Him as He is. I'm telling you, I don't want to see the Lord come back for a lukewarm church. I want to see the church. God got some fire about it. Got some desire about it. Got some revival about it. I'm telling you, what would you do if you knew His coming? Coming today? Are you ready to meet Him? Are you prepared? Have you been saved? Have you been born again? Have you made things right with God? I'm asking you, what would you do? Are you prepared to meet God this morning? Amen. That's right, friend. I'm telling you what you better know. What I'm telling you is the truth. He's coming again. He said, I will come again.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. He said in John 14, He said, let not your heart be troubled.
Right.
Ye believe in God, believe also
Amen.
In me.
Yeah.
He said, you can look at me and believe in me. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, I am the Father of one.
Amen.
Thank God we're the same. Amen.
Yeah.
That's what He said. And He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me and my Father's house. Hey, God, I have many mansions. He wasn't going to build them. Thank God He said they're there. Amen.
Yeah.
In my Father's house. Many matches.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would have told you.
Right.
I go to prepare a place for you. He's talking to his disciples.
Yeah, what he said.
I go to prepare a place for you.
Right.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again.
Oh, yeah.
I will come again. I like it. I will come again.
Yeah.
And he said, and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there he may be also.
Amen,
amen,
amen.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, God, Thomas said, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way.
Yeah.
I am the truth and I am the life.
Yeah.
No man come to the Father but by me.
Yeah.
Hey, God, there's no other way to the Father. There's no other way to God but by Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Right.
Boy, I'm telling you, buddy, that's it. Are you ready to meet Him? Are you prepared? What would you do? Amen, to be prepared. You prepared to meet Him. If He come today, are you prepared? Are you living like you prepared? Amen. Well, if you're prepared, you will live like you are. Amen. I just want to say one thing this morning. I'm closing my Bible. The Word of God. Prepare to meet thy God.
Amen.
Prepare. He said, don't catch your hearts surfeiting and drunken. Listen, there's more than drunkenness to the bottle. People are drunk on the world.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
They're drunk on themselves. They're drunk on a lot of things. See, if somebody said, well, that man's a drunk, you know what they said? He's filled with intoxicating drink. And by his being filled with intoxicating drink,
That means that that's what's controlling him. See, a lot of people are drunk on the world. They're drunk on a lot of things. That's what they're taking in. He said, don't let your heart be overcharged with surfeiting, rioting, drunkenness, permissiveness, looseness. Boy, it'd be a glad day today. Thank God this church, the Holy Ghost, would waken you up and grip your heart. And say, hey, you ain't been living like you believe He's coming. You hadn't lived the way you really say you believe. Amen. You want me to tell you why the Thessalonians looked. Jesus said, sorry not as others which have no hope. This is what they thought, if their loved ones wasn't living when the Lord come, they wouldn't go.
Yes, sir.
But He said, them that are asleep in Jesus will God also bring with Him. He said, for the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yeah.
Amen.
With the voice of the archangel and the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first.
Yeah.
Amen. That means everybody that's ever died that was saved and born again, they were sown, and they're going to raise incorruptible.
Amen.
And everybody that's living that's got a mortal body,
yeah,
is going to be raised immortal. That's right, son. You're going to put on a deathless body.
Amen.
You'll never die again. Amen. Listen, friend, you know what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15:19? He said, if in this life I only had hope, I'd be of all men most miserable.
Amen.
He said, if I only had hope, this in this life alone. If this is all I had, he said, it'd be miserable to think that there would be no afterlife with Christ. Amen. He said, it'd be miserable if there had not been a resurrection. If there had not been an afterlife. Thank God there had not been a resurrection. Had it not been. Hey, God, friend, we ought to get ready for His coming. Amen. Right. Amen. Prepare to meet that God. How do I prepare, preacher? I tell you, I can prepare this morning. Pour your heart out to Him. Amen. Get things right with Him. Amen. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this. I'd make sure in my heart I was saved. First and foremost thing, make sure in my heart I'm saved. Number two, I want to be right. I want to be right with the brethren.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to leave out of here and have no accounts between me and you. I wouldn't want nothing between me and you. I'm going up together with you. I surely don't want nothing between me and you.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah.
I want to be right with God. I want to prepare to meet Him. Amen. The church gets ready to meet Christ. I'll tell you what, they'll come in the church house, they'll be ready to worship Him when they're ready to meet Him.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand this morning. I appreciate hearing the Word of God.